Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Bye. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. 10-2 on 670 The...
Will Aaron Rodgers play dealing with a fracture in his left wrist and the idea that he could be ready to go coming up this Sunday at Soldier Field, where, of course, he famously says that he owns Soldier Field, Chicago, the Chicago Bears. I feel like there's a segment of this fan base, though, that feels like, oh, man, I'll be so disappointed if Aaron Rodgers does not play.
I still want him to play.
Do you want him to break your heart, Grody?
No, I want to break him in two.
If you have any way of increasing your probability, your chance to win, especially if you're in a playoff hunt, that's what you want.
I told you we're taking your call.
Let's go to the phone
line. Let's go with Brian and Homer Glenn.
I think it's the worst way to look at sports today, because once you get into the playoffs, you're going to be playing against the very best. And if you're not prepared for it, because you're always sitting back thinking about that second string quarterback, it's never going to be successful.
Tom in Plainfield, you are on.
Yes, Aaron Rodgers is very good, but he's not holding the ball and they are not going downfield often. And that's the Bears' number one weakness. So this backup guy could come in and exploit the Bears' biggest weakness.
Let's go to Michael on the south side.
I do not want to play Aaron Rodgers 100%. 15 years he's been terrorizing us. Aaron Rodgers may not be who he was, but accurate in those little 5-10 yard passes that he usually hit, that's what's going to hurt us.
Brett in Peoria.
I don't care who plays. It's about winning now. It's not even about revenge or whatever. I don't care if they laced Mike Tomczak back up. I don't care. It's about winning now.
Go Bears.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Not the Mike Tomczak reference. That's a deep cut.
You know what? He's cut them deep because he's been cutting for a long time, Aaron Rodgers.
We're just going to roll out Terry Bradshaw and just start naming Steelers quarterbacks while we're at it.
That's what we need to do. People need to understand the threat is real. I'm not saying it's imminent, but it's real.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Mark Grody will join us from Hallis Hall. I'm Layla Rahimi. That's Marshall Harris. And we appreciate you for joining us on this Thursday, listening to Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that's it for me. As we listen to everybody talk about this, not that I'm trying to get all cheesy here, but the facts are the facts. Time remains undefeated. Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old. The debate about whether or not you want to see Aaron Rodgers face your team has gone on for a very long time. A very long time. He was drafted in 2005. So when you consider that, you know that this is a time-honored discussion, but also one where it really, honestly, might be coming to an end. Is this the end of the Aaron Rodgers era? And if so, the Bears' next villain is who? And before you even get into that thought, let's examine the fact that we're still talking about this. Like, we're still talking about whether or not we want to see this guy face the Bears. And I think that what you want to see on Sunday, if you're writing the Bears story of this being a new chapter and Ben Johnson taking over and Caleb Williams being the quarterback that moves everybody forward and this is a new time for the Bears, what you want to see, at least for me, is Aaron Rodgers on the field on Sunday and a changing of the guard take place. There's not going to be some handoff ceremony. There's not some trophy for this. But you want to see the improvement out of Caleb Williams and understand what his career and his future looks like. And then you also want to see one last time the Bears try to shut the door on this guy and close that chapter for themselves. And to quote Rachel from Friends, and that is closure.
And I think that's what I'm starting to realize. That's what this is about. This isn't about handing it off, passing the torch to Caleb Williams, who obviously idolizes Aaron Rodgers. This is more about emotional closure for a fan base. And this fan base has been terrorized. You just heard it with the call, right? This fan base has been terrorized for so long by Aaron Rodgers. They just want it to end and end on a good note. Because the thought of Aaron Rodgers, a broken old Aaron Rodgers, coming back to Soldier Field and walking off a winner is something that is unacceptable. It's unacceptable, Layla.
Our friend Nicholas Moriano put together the list. Bears quarterbacks to face Aaron Rodgers. Everybody, get your favorite mispronunciation ready. It starts with our friend Kyle Orton, or should some of you say Ortman? Then it's Rex Grossman. He didn't start against them, but it's that era. So this is a list of the players who were Bears quarterbacks at that time. Jay Cutler, Todd Collins, Caleb Haney, Josh McCown, Jimmy Clausen, Brian Hoyer, Matt Barkley, Mike Glennon, Mitch Trubisky, Justin Fields.
What do you think about that list, first of all?
I think that's why they haven't had a 4,000-yard passer.
That's a very astute observation.
Not because of Aaron Rodgers, but just when you name off that list.
Yeah, when you see who's been going up against him. And I get it. This reminds me a little bit.
It's 12 quarterbacks.
From like a Caleb Williams perspective. Do you remember when Patrick Mahomes faced Tom Brady in the playoffs in the championship game to go to the Super Bowl? And then Tom Brady, of course, won the Super Bowl. I feel like this is a little bit of that. Because at that point, Tom Brady can say, no matter what, hey, that guy's great. Just remember, head-to-head, playoffs, when it all mattered, I beat him. And this isn't the playoffs, but man, tell me it doesn't feel like a playoff situation, because playoffs could be at stake for both these teams, who are right now, by the thinnest of margins, in first place in their respective divisions.
We have talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers saying we when it comes to the Packers against the Bears. And I feel like there is a mindset when it comes to facing the Packers, especially at home. That Packers win to close the season, also being a glimmer of hope in Green Bay, it still feels good. It still felt good to watch that. And I know it was extra meaningful for the team, of course. So that same energy is kept when it's Aaron Rodgers, whether he's with the Jets, whether he's with the Steelers. And, you know, I've often joked about how if he really wanted to complete the Brett Favre arc, he would have gone to Minnesota. And we were all waiting to see if that was going to happen.
That's probably a scarier proposition at this point, judging by what we've seen out of Minnesota.
Right. I think given the conversation, especially out of Minneapolis this week, St. Paul, Twin Cities, whatever you want to do there, that there Aaron Rodgers, if he were the backup quarterback, you know, might still be playing regular starts for Minnesota in this juncture in time. But point being, this is somebody who has been a part of the lifestyle and has been a part of the existence and has been a part of being a Bears fan for 12 Bears quarterbacks and for 20 years.
It's tough when you put it like that, because it really spells it out. Like, just you reading the quarterbacks off, I had forgotten about a couple of those names.
And I know that there was the transition from Aaron Rodgers to Brett Favre. I'm not saying that. But when you consider that he was drafted in 2005, and you look back at it now and you realize how long it has been with the Packers having a Hall of Fame quarterback, that is why the attitude for me has to be, okay, let's go. You're 41 years old. We don't know what the status is of your left wrist. Brian Cole did a great job illustrating that. We're going to play some of that back. The orthopedic doctor, team doctor for the Bulls and the White Sox, we're going to play some of that back in the 1 o'clock hour. But that's why I say, bring me Aaron Rodgers. Because here's the thing. Everybody knows what it's like to lose to the dude. That feeling, we know. But the feeling of winning and understanding what is coming up for the Bears and where this Bears team can go in the future, as we see this man close out his career, that's something that is meaningful. We talk about the NFL script. That is the quintessential NFL script and opportunity.
I think for both these teams, and really for the Aaron Rodgers fans, if they exist somewhere, like, you know, I know Caleb Williams is an Aaron Rodgers fan because he modeled his game after Rodgers. But one of the reasons why I think this weekend will be interesting for people outside of Chicago even is everyone has an opinion at this point on Aaron Rodgers based on either what he did on the field, where he was a multiple-time MVP, obviously a future Hall of Famer, one of the best, if not the best, you could make the argument to ever do it. But the man talks. And everything he has said outside the lines has spoken volumes, and he's gotten a lot of detractors just through that portion of the understanding of who Aaron Rodgers is. So I think there'll be a little bit more pro-Bears going on around the nation, maybe even the world, because of the way Aaron Rodgers has comported himself off the field.
I got a text from 630 over here. You can text us and call us 312-644-6767. And it's funny, too, because there are random references to all the Bears quarterbacks that were named. And 630 says, Layla, I love you. I love you, too. But we already know the next quarterback threat is Jordan Love. Jordan Love gets that respect automatically because of what we know about the Packers quarterbacks. Like, we're still trying to debate it. And I think people, because they respect Favre and Rodgers so much in that history, you give more respect to Jordan Love and understanding that the development will likely be there because of it. You know, we've debated it here, the hop throws that we've seen, the consistency issues, what we're seeing right now out of the Packers in their offense. But that also plays into the discussion when you consider how long this has gone on. And as we continue to talk about the Aaron Rodgers villain era, and if it's coming to a close against the Bears with this game on Sunday, a reason why I wanted to call it the changing of the guard and seeing what we're seeing is because Rodgers also became the exemplary quarterback outside of Tom Brady for so many young NFL quarterbacks, including Caleb Williams, as we've mentioned. So now that Caleb's is going to face him in this manner, here's what he had to say yesterday about seeing a guy who he grew up watching.
What was it you liked the most about Rodgers?
I think he's probably... It's probably a couple quarterbacks in the world that have, you know, been able to spin the ball the way that he does. And you know, growing up as a kid, you find and realize how hard it is to play this position, and you admire some of the things he's been able to do over, you know, this long career he's had. And so the way he's been able to spin the ball and put the ball in different places, whether on the run and in the pocket, that's something I probably would say.
Just having a chance to go against Aaron Sunday.
Yeah, it'd be cool. It's just for me, not getting into the mindset of anything other than it's just another matchup. And then after the game, you give him his kudos and ask for any advice or anything like that. But, you know, during the game and before the game, it's us battling versus each other, going to war and trying to, you know, be 1-0 for our teams.
So that was Caleb Williams. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And our segment's brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. When he says that, Marshall, what comes to mind for you?
Obviously, this is a guy who has idolized the player. He wants a chance to beat the player. And also, the part where he says, you know, after the game, maybe take a picture together, jersey swap, who knows? I know that will make the fan base uncomfortable, but it is what it is. Let's be honest. If you can get a guy in Caleb Williams to play the way that Aaron Rodgers has played over the course of his career, you will sign up for that yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and 10 years from now, to be honest.
Can Caleb Williams do a jersey swap of Aaron Rodgers?
I think because...
Will the fan base allow that?
I think because it's the Steelers and not the Packers, it's going to be better, but I don't necessarily know.
No, I think Robbie's spot on in the fact that if this was the Packers... Oh, no. There would be immediate boos, everything else. I think this smooths over because he's in a different uniform.
I don't think so.
I think Bears fans hate Aaron Rodgers so much that I think that if they did do a jersey swap, there'd be a lot of people being like, Caleb, what are you doing? Optics of this.
I mean, I was here. I got here just before that game on Thanksgiving. The Brett Favre was at the jersey retirement game in 2015 where Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback of the Packers, and the Bears beat the Packers in that game. And that was even fun to watch because you're like, ah, well, at least they got him this time. So I don't, it's one thing if it's the person, it's another thing when it's the logo. And frankly, time remains undefeated, as I've said. So you know that this is Aaron Rodgers not at his peak of his powers. But I don't know. That might have to be a game feel one. If you win, maybe, but if you lose, I don't know.
What I'm saying is, and maybe win-loss does matter in that respect, but I will say this, Layla. If they do swap jerseys and it's Rodgers in a Packers uniform, there are visceral boos on site. It's on. But as far as him in a Steelers jersey, I don't think there's boos raining down from the crowd.
I don't know about that. Let's go to Jordan in Wrigleyville. Jordan, you're on the score.
See, I see this whole Rodgers thing as more jealousy than, like, hatred. It's kind of like your neighbor gets a Lamborghini and you're whipping a Toyota Yaris for 10 years and you're just kind of, just don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I the Toyota Yaris used to be a great car, for the record. But, yeah, I feel it's not good when the Joneses are next door, like you mentioned, Jordan, and then there is that. I mean, isn't that the first thing you say about another team? Like, when I'm watching Jacob Mizorowski burst onto the scene, I'm like, what? The Cubs need one of those guys. Why can't the Cubs have that? And we see how it all pivots on the quarterback. There's no better example, unfortunately, right now than the discussion surrounding the Vikings this week and last week. Yeah, you know, it really does hinge on whether or not you get the quarterback right. And even when you've got a guy who you think can make quarterbacks right.
So,
and they've gotten the quarterback right for 30 years.
Yeah, the symmetry is quite odd in that, I guess, Jordan Love, we don't quite know yet, but think about it.
But he still gets that respect because of the franchise.
Well, no, I'm saying like the three quarterbacks in that span of time, and now you're facing Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers with the three coaches in that span of time. Some organizations just know what they're doing. And the Bears, to this point, have not known what they're doing. But maybe Sunday can be this beacon of hope. It better be. Layla, it's the more I think about it, they have to beat the Steelers.
See, like, even in the texts, they're split. 262, no way. I don't want him swapping Christmas cards, let alone jerseys. 708, the blanker said, quote, I own you to us. That's not jealousy. That's the point.
But he's not wrong.
He's a polarizing person in this way, and he has been the nemesis. And this villain era for the Bears, and frankly, a lot of the league, might be coming to an end this season. 312-644-6767 is our number. Let's go to Tony in Joliet. You're on with Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Hey, friends. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I was listening to the callers yesterday, and like the one dude that said, you know, we might be facing teams like this in the playoffs. We're going to need to see their best guy. No. We're not there yet. We got to get to the playoffs. And Aaron Rodgers coming to Chicago, I'm telling you, the dude, he'll be like young Aaron Rodgers. And we're never going to have another chance. I have forgotten about old Aaron Rodgers. I'm done with him. But if he comes into Chicago and he beats us in Chicago with his smirk, he's going to be in my head the rest of my life. I don't want nothing to do with that dude. Let's move on. Let him move on. And after that, we go. But, yeah, no way do I want to see that dude. No way.
Well, Tony, thank you for your call as always. I do. I feel like one of the players where I don't care how busted up I am and how little athletic ability I may have. And that's me personally. I'm not saying the Bears have that. They're professional athletes. I'm not. But I don't care if I'm on that feeling. Be like, all right, let's go.
But do
okay,
you understand?
Let's go. I'm going to face you. We're going to do this for the city. I am tired of you. I'm tired of you being here at Soldier Field. I want to see you.
But Layla, do you understand Tony's point, though? You can feel all the things that you feel right now. He's going away anyway.
Yeah, and I'm also, you know, not somebody who picks and chooses my battles. I pick and choose all of them.
I think that's a terrible, terrible way to approach this, but I understand what you're saying.
Sometimes you have to have that mercenary mentality.
Well, Aaron Rodgers clearly does. You see him bouncing from team to team. That's what's going on.
Okay, then. We've got more calls, actually. One of our favorite callers is holding on the line. So, Mario in Hyde Park, if you're okay with holding, we will get to you after this break. The conversation continues. Is this the last of the villain era for Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers facing the Bears? We want to hear from the players. We want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. It's a hot button topic. And frankly, one we might not get to have for much longer. So we'll continue the conversation next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Listen to Raheem Harris and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Is there added incentive for you for the opponent this week?
There's incentive for every opponent, but I have enjoyed many a Sunday and Monday and many Thursdays in that city. It's a great sports town, phenomenal sports fans, and great place to play.
I'm going to take your mother out to a nice seafood dinner and never call her again. Aaron Rodgers, this is Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. I have no idea why that just came to my head.
That is so ridiculous what you just said, but I love it.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Oh my goodness. Aaron Rodgers has gotten in all our heads this week.
That's what he does. I'm not even mad about it. It's just the way of the league.
And he knows it. The way he's talked about this week lets you know, I know that you know that I know that you're thinking about me.
It's so true. And we've had the discussion. We're going to continue to have it tomorrow because we might not get to do this next year.
We're not going to get to do this next year. The man thrives on main character energy, and here we are giving him what? Main character energy.
I don't know, man. Rich Hill's been out there pitching a long time. I think Brady set the bar for Aaron Rodgers when it came to like age in the league.
Rich Hill doesn't captivate a nation. I'm going to say a nation, not just a city, but a nation the way that Aaron Rodgers does, for better, for worse, because he's so polarizing. And when I say polarizing, it's not that there's just as many people in support of as against. It's just that everyone has an opinion on Aaron Rodgers because guess what? He's had way too many opinions on everything himself.
No, it's fair. And you know what? People have opinions about opinions. That's kind of why we're here. So let's go to the phone, 312-644-6767. Got to talk to Mario in Hyde Park.
What's up? How you doing, Layla Rahimi? What's up, Marshall?
Good morning, Mario.
I'm struggling a little bit, Mario. I'm not going to lie.
That Bulls game last night kept us up.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why I'm awake, but I'm awake. I'm very tired, but I'm awake. just want to say show is dope. You guys are killing it, and I really like it when all three of you are in position, but keep it going. This is really good stuff. The city needs it, so. There's that. I'm tired of all this Aaron Rodgers talk, to be honest with you. And here's why. In a season where the Bears fans have had no expectations outside of them improving, they've improved. Not as good as it's going to be, but it's not as bad as it's been. I don't care who's quarterbacking on Sunday. They play the Steelers, and they have a chance to ruin the Steelers' season by making them lose. And they have a chance to improve their season by beating the Steelers. It makes it so much better that it's Aaron frickin' Rodgers, quarterback in the Steelers team, because they can be beat. And if you can beat the Steelers this week, mission accomplished. As far as he goes, let him play. If he's dumb enough, and if the physio on the Steelers is dumb enough to let a man with a fractured wrist that he'll need to brace himself when he falls, because he's going to fall, if they're dumb enough to let him play, oh, my God, let him play. Hit him in the wrist. You go for the wrist. Oh, you're going with your right hand, but your left hand's broke. Let's break it. Get him. Win this game. You win this game, you can see your fortune changing in that division and in the league. But to keep going, oh, I'm scared of Aaron Rodgers. I ain't scared of Aaron Rodgers. Number one, I'm not playing. Number two, I'm not scared of Aaron Rodgers.
I love it, Mario.
No, Mario, you're absolutely spot on. I think people want him to play in this game because they want to knock him out this game. That's a real thing.
It's a Cobra Kai sweep the leg mentality.
It's a real thing that could happen this week is that he could start this game and not finish it because he's already injured, so go ahead and further the break.
But he is Cobra Kai. You feel me? You're out Cobra Kai and Cobra Kai. That's what's going on here. You're Ralph Macchio sweeping the leg. That's the idea. Made too many references this morning already.
I think the Cobra Kai thing, if people have seen the series, they understand that there's a moment in the series, the first season, in which Johnny, that's his name, right? The blonde-haired kid?
I think so. I just know him as like the blonde Cobra Kai kid.
Yeah, yeah. He tells the story of the Karate Kid, the original movie, from his vantage point, and it makes Daniel's son sound like a big bully. And I know in Aaron Rodgers' mind, because we know his mind is just a very interesting place, that's how he sees this, is everyone coming at him. But you know what? You're not that guy, Aaron Rodgers. You're the other guy. You're the bad guy in this scenario.
Let's hear Aaron Rodgers' side of it.
Do you sort of thrive off of being the villain there a little bit? Sort of enjoy that?
I'd rather not be. I mean, I'm not in Green Bay anymore. I feel like we can let bygones be bygones. Maybe I can, I guess. It's a great rivalry. I mean, in the history of all sports, you talk about the Lakers and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Yankees. You got to talk about the Packers and the Bears. And there's been some great memories there. When I first got to Green Bay, the Bears had the all-time series lead. When I left, the Packers did. And since Jay Love has taken over, it's even gotten better. But I hope those fans can put that behind them. I'm sure they can't. Don't expect them to. But I really enjoy the city. They got great sportsmen. I grew up watching WGN on my five-channel TV back in the day. So I was a Cubs fan and a Bulls fan. How can you not be a Bulls fan unless you don't like Michael Jordan? I did. I loved them. So it was a lot of fun memories over the years playing there.
I mean, who didn't have WGN?
I know I did.
Yeah.
That's how I watched the Cubs, some White Sox games, and the Bulls growing up. I get
and
it.
And Saved by the Bell.
Yes, I get it. The Superstation was a thing. Listen, I love how Aaron Rodgers, in that answer, tries to soften like who he is.
I hope they no.
That is a far cry from "I own you, I still own you."
That's who he's going to be on Sunday.
Understand
this
that.
This whole, like, calm, I'm immunized, whatever he wants to say, press conference mantra, that's not the same dude in a game. And that's my point here.
608 on the text line. Sweep the wrist.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of my mentality about it.
Sweep the leg.
But the concept of get the win however you can and take advantage of every possible advantage is, of course, the business decision. That, of course, makes the most sense.
That's not what you're here for, though, is it?
No. Let's hear what Caleb Williams had to say about whether or not he wants to see Aaron Rodgers face to face.
Do I hope he plays? Yeah. You always want, their best out there. And he's one of the best in the world. And he's been one of the best in the world for, you know, however long he's been in the league. And so you always want to go versus the best when you play. And, hopefully get to, say what's up to him, shake his hand after.
Game recognizes game.
I think it's funny the responses we got to the idea of a jersey swap.
I'm telling you, this gets a lot of people going.
People were like, yeah, if they win, that's fine. If they lose, absolutely not.
708, get that Michael Jordan love out of your mouth. Twitch chat is having fun with this too. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Our Twitch mob is strong and they're having a good time with the conversation. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis are our video team. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer helping us out and producing as we broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. So I needed to hear what everybody else had to say. You know, the guys who were actually, their job is to do this. And the pros.
To stop Aaron Rodgers, some of their job is, specifically.
But what about, like, Ben Johnson, who wants to embarrass his opponents? Can't you see Ben Johnson being in Cobra Kai? You can.
Oh, absolutely.
You can totally see Ben Johnson wanting to sweep the leg. So what did he have to say?
about how are you as a competitor that would be disappointed if you don't have a chance to play against Rodgers?
Well, I'm not playing, so I'm okay.
You know what I mean.
But I've got a lot of respect for Aaron Rodgers. He's done this at a high level for an incredible amount of time, and if he's ready to go this week, would love nothing more to compete against him.
Professional answer. Diplomatic. Calm.
It's what we've come to expect out of one Ben Johnson. Also, I know Layla Rahimi's like, yeah, right.
But you know his face on Sundays. The cutaways to Ben Johnson. You know what he's thinking during a game.
That face and that pen clicking. Those are the things that stay with me.
I don't have my pen out right now.
I got you. With the index finger. Don't forget, it's with the index finger.
Maniacal pen clicking.
Also, one of the texters had asked, because we talk about the 25-5 record, including what one of those wins, I believe, was on the way to a Packers Super Bowl win. So there's that. They asked which quarterbacks beat Aaron Rodgers. And I was like, you know what? I'm trying to remember. And 2008, Kyle Orton.
That's Ortman to you.
2010, Jay Cutler. 2013, Josh McCown. 2015, Cutler again, and in 2018, the last time that Aaron Rodgers lost to the Chicago Bears, it was Mitch Trubisky. So those are your five instances in which the Bears won. And now Caleb Williams has a chance to etch his name into the record books and join those four names as the only Bears quarterbacks to ever defeat Aaron Rodgers in a combined 31 attempts. That's what could happen this Sunday.
All right, that's it. He personifies what people have been dealing with the Packers' success for so long. And you can put him on the Jets and you can bring him here with the Steelers, but that is it. So you heard from Ben Johnson, you heard from Caleb Williams. Let's get a more, I think the guy who actually has to face him, actually has to oppose him on the field. One of them being Kevin Byard. So he was asked about this.
Obviously know the history with this city and Aaron Rodgers, so I'll be highly, I know he's going to do his best to try to go out there and play. We're all expecting him to play. We're preparing for him to play. You know, obviously got the most respect for him, future Hall of Famer, you know, all that good stuff. I've had some battles with him in my career. I think I'm 1-1. But, I mean, he's still doing it at a very high level. His arm talent is obviously always going to be there. He's so smart. He knows where to go with the ball in every single snap. And, yeah, I mean, and it's funny because even though he's in year 20, he's still doing a really good job of escaping the pocket. It's hard to really sack him or whatever. So everybody on his defense and his team wants to play Aaron Rodgers, and I would expect him to be there.
Professional answer, Kevin Byard.
He's right there in line with his head coach, Ben Johnson. I can't wait to see this. Also, I was reminded by a texter, 847, Meatball Machine is going to be on fire on Sunday, one way or another. I propose, guys, Meatball Machine on Friday leading into the Aaron Rodgers foray.
Meatball Machine.
Also, don't forget about that game in 2015. That was that Green Bay. That was the Thanksgiving game that I brought up. That
oh,
was
the
Jake,
Cutler?
Yeah. That was Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Tell him I said blank you. So what we know is the snark and the snark have to cancel each other out. And Jay Cutler was better that day. Huh? Huh? Sometimes it's about how you look at it. If you want to chat more about this, I actually have some time tonight. I'm not kidding. I don't have to do a show. I'm just hanging out. Come to Captain Jack's Beverages in Oak Forest tonight from 5:30 to 7. You can meet me and register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Nashawn Wright at Moretti's in Bedford Park on December 2nd. I'm really looking forward to that conversation. And it's all brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. That's right, Aaron Rodgers. Listen to Remy Martin, not you. All right, maybe I'm into this too much.
I can't make it to that particular event, but I wish you all the best. And I hope that...
We need a playlist. Like, we need, like, Till I Collapse and Never Scared. And, like, we need just a bunch of bangers.
Are you scared?
No, that's the point.
Okay.
I've got to, like, do cardio to get...
Well, you know what I listen to when I do cardio? Soft R&B.
Not me. Yeah, I need all the help I can get.
No, I like to stay in a calm state as I glide down the street on my run.
Were you in a calm state when you watched this Bulls game?
I was in such a calm state that I fell asleep in the third quarter, woke up this morning, and watched the rest of the game at 4 a.m. That's not a lie. That's what happened.
Bulls, can you not Can you not keep me up until midnight? Another buzzer beater. What a wild game against Portland. We're going to examine it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Kobe at the top of the circle. Kobe dribble drive with a spin to the rim. The pitch out Vooch for the win. Bam! Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! On a Vooch three ball on the left wing right in front of his bench. Are you flat out kidding me? Vooch being mobbed by his teammates. A dramatic victory for the Chicago Bulls, 122-121. We're going back to Chicago in the win column.
That was a great call by Chuck Swirsky. It was a fun game to watch late last night. Hey, Bulls, you up? Yes, they were. They beat the Portland Trail Blazers by a final of 122-121. It shouldn't have been that close. There is no reason for why it got that close, except for the Bulls got out-rebounded on the offensive glass pretty badly. Bulls are up by as many as 21 points in this game. And come away with that buzzer beater. Vooch is the guy. Nice inside-outside game. Really nice drawn-up play by Billy Donovan and the Bulls staff to be able to get the play they needed. Kobe White just spins into the lane, kicks it out to Vooch, who's open enough for the three, and he sinks it. He knew it, too. You saw him hold his hand up.
Vooch looked good last night. He looked good early, and obviously he looked good at the final moment. But the Bulls, they did not look great at the beginning of the fourth quarter. They built a 21-point fourth-quarter lead and saw it evaporate in minutes.
Donovan Clingan looked like all world out there. How many rebounds did he end up having? 21.
21.
21 rebounds for Donovan Clingan.
He looked like an old school 1960s basketball player because he just kept tipping it to himself on the rebound. Like, he didn't come down with the board like straight up. He just be like, I'll tip it over here where you can't get it and then I'll pull it down.
Oh, man. I didn't see this stat last night because the game ended at midnight and my brain shut down. Portland outscored the Bulls in the paint 62-44.
Is that bad?
Woof. I knew the second chance points were pretty bad. The second chance points for Portland were getting up there. It was 37 at last count for me somewhere in the fourth quarter. But that points in the paint number, that's how that happened. The defense in the paint was lacking last night. And here I was saying pretty defiantly, oh, yeah, they're going to beat Utah. Oh, yeah, they're going to beat Portland. And then I'm watching that game and I'm like, all right, this is happening. And then I was like, oh, no, not again. But just a great play, especially to be able to draw that up and then have the Bulls win. It really speaks to what Billy Donovan talked about to Marshall when he said that there was going to be a dedication made to stronger half-court sets. That really speaks to that.
Well, you love the fact that they out-assisted the Portland Trail Blazers 36-27. So they had 46 made field goals. And they had 36 assists. That's a high percentage there. But once again, the bench strikes, right? With 60 points to compare to just 20 points for Portland. That's a big component of all of their success this season.
Right.
And this is why I believe the Bulls are going to win the 45 games, get into the playoff as an actual playoff team. Not they're going to skip the play-in. They're not going to collect $200 and go straight to the playoffs. And maybe even as a top four seed. Here's why. They can kill you with their depth. There are few teams equipped with the type of depth that the Bulls have. Remember, Trey Jones is still out right now, and they were able to do what they did against a Portland team that is much better than people thought they would be with Tiago Splitter as the head coach.
Jeremy Grant had a great night last night, man. And you're right, Tiago Splitter has been doing a great job.
48.9 points per game off the bench. That's what the Bulls are averaging right now. That's tops in the NBA. More importantly, this is the stat that matters. They are second in the NBA in bench plus minus. You know who number one is? The team that hoisted the Larry O'Brien Trophy at the end of last season.
I should have thought that immediately. The Thunder would be.
Plus 301 are the Thunder.
Oof.
The next team is the Bulls at plus 202. That's a gap.
That's the difference.
That's what we call a gap, Layla.
That's how they get out to those ridiculous leads in Oklahoma City. They ran 12-man rotation last night.
Yes, and then it's the Rockets at plus 178, the Suns at plus 166, the Heat at plus 164, and so on and so forth.
Well, the Heat, they play on Friday.
All the teams that have a positive plus-minus from a bench standpoint, good teams in playoff position. Teams like the Pistons, the Spurs, the Celtics, the Sixers, the Nuggets, the really, really good teams.
Yeah, you're talking about the better teams in the league.
Here's what I need you to understand. One of the biggest issues they've had is the start of games. They've come out and not played well at the start of games. You know when that's about to change? When the minute restrictions come off and Coby White goes back into the starting lineup.
That's a good point. They were down 10-2 to start that game. Portland busted out with a 10-2 run, and you knew what time it was. They were going to be playing from behind in some way, shape, or form. Now, Billy Donovan takes a timeout that ended up being their biggest deficit in the game, as we saw. But you're right. Coby White, 27 minutes. He had 25 points in 27 minutes.
Here's the beauty of it. You're thinking, well, if Coby goes back to the starting lineup, the bench won't be as effective. Oh, no, it will. Here's why. Because when Coby goes back to the starting lineup, Kevin Huerter is probably the one going to the bench. And now you've got a second unit that features Trey Jones, Kevin Huerter, and Ayo Dosunmu.
Yeah, and he played really well last night. He was busting his butt all over the court.
They're not going to let up. And so in the NBA, we know there are scheduled losses, nights that teams just take off because they just don't play as hard. The Bulls are never going to have that problem because you're going to play as many minutes as you do because Billy Donovan sees what he needs to see out of you.
A lot of people with the cardiac Bulls joke last night because, well, they also have been doing this, but I really do think they are a try-hard team. And it shows. And that wave of what you're talking about with the wave of the bench coming through, it's not just that they're deep. They're deep with young players.
One of those young players is one that I expect to take a leap at some point this season. It clearly has not happened yet. Modest Muzela scored 11 points in 19 minutes. But they didn't need more than 11 points in 19 minutes for Modest Muzela because they're so freaking deep. At some point, just like he did at the beginning of last year to the end of last year, he's going to take a step forward, be a guy that plays in the mid to high 20s, maybe even the low 30s per game, and then you're really going to see this Bulls team take off.
Well, it's also about, like, what time is he playing in the game? Like, you want to see him, give me 20 minutes out of Modest Buzelis, but do you use him at closing time? Obviously, fouls come into play there, too, but that's something that I think about in this.
The issue with the NBA right now and why the Bulls are in excellent shape, despite not having maybe the best player on the court any given night, although I believe they did last night, they are 8-6 right now. They have played it keeps kind of fluctuating between them and the Kings, one of the most difficult schedules in the NBA, and they have one of the easiest schedules remaining in the NBA, just 14 games in. Understand this, the 2 seed and the 11 seed in the East separated by 2 games, and the Bulls are just in the mix.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not there to kick it out yet and kind of keep watch over that yet. I'm still trying to figure out who this team wants to be and who they're playing. And we had, you know, a texter points out, yeah, you know, the Blazers did have 3 starters out. Like, you didn't see Jrue Holiday last night. Denny Avdija looked really good. You know, I mean, they still had a respective complement of players. It wasn't like the same loss to Detroit, where Detroit's seeding 7 of their best players. You know, it's not just the starters. It was the bench mob, too. Let's listen to Coby White, though, talk about that half-court set that I discussed.
Hey, Coby, great job. Your second game back. You're playing absolutely fantastic. The last play of the game, great job. Coach got a lot of confidence in you, obviously putting the ball in your hands to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
What was the main call? Who was it for you to create and score, or was it always to look for Vooch or a shooter on the side?
No, it was just for me to try to get some confusion with Kev. See if we could get two to the ball on me and throw back to Kev, but they did good bodying and switching up. So and then I just, you know, at that point you just got to make a play, and I got downhill, and I know that they're a team that likes to collapse in the paint a lot. So I knew that the coach has been harping on kicking out and spreading out. So last minute I saw Vooch wide open. I was just hoping it was enough time. I didn't know how much after I had drove. I didn't know how much time was left on the clock. So I was just hoping it's enough time for him to get it off.
I love that. I love the design. I love what Kobe was able to do. At the end of the game, somebody's got to make a play. He's there. He makes the play.
Yeah. Every time you talk about him in that way, I'm just thinking about how he also sees the game. When I was able to sideline report for NBC Sports Chicago, I would see his eyes, and you were able to get that view of how he was watching the game. It's nice to have him pass it on to Bill Weddington and Chuck Swirsky there. Coming up on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, we get back to Bears talk, because as we try to find an identity for this team, Ben Johnson may have done that yesterday. So let's listen to what he has to say and then ask yourself how you feel. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.